This morning, maybe even before most of us stumbled in our pajamas to the Christmas tree or to the coffee pot, whichever is most important to you, before we stumbled out of bed, monks in monasteries all around the world chanted the words from Psalm 97, the words we use to begin our time of worship. That psalm is assigned for Christmas on most of the church's lectionaries. God is the sovereign, the psalm begins. The King James Version of the Bible, with its beautiful language, begins the psalm with the phrase, "The Lord reigneth." James Howell is a Methodist pastor in North Carolina, and he has written about this psalm as part of the Christmas story. And he points out that on that first Christmas morning, it was the mighty Caesar, the emperor, who reigned. He says the angels may not have sung loudly enough for the echoes of their songs to reach the emperor's palace in Rome. And while the shepherds may have left the fields rejoicing about peace on earth, they forgot to tell the powers that be that a new kind of ruler had been born in a manger. Let the earth rejoice, the psalm says. But the earth doesn't seem to care so much about that, really. Think about it. For the original Jewish writer of this psalm to sit in an out-of-the-way corner of the world and say, "Our God is the ruler of the universe." Why this foolishness, James Howell asks. Was it lunacy or a profound faith that could stand boldly in the face of being small, puny, a laughingstock, and still affirm that our God is sovereign and yours isn't? For this psalmist, the affirmation was a direct affront to the superpowers of the day who worshiped other gods. And to see this as part of the first Christmas story is to challenge Rome and to challenge the empire. To say that Jesus is Lord means that Caesar is not. There are so many gods, so many idols, as the psalmist says. Money, consumerism, power, war, greed. And Jesus doesn't look like any of that so much. To say that Jesus is Lord is to say that money is not the most important thing in the world, or that consumerism or power or war or greed are not the most important things in the world. Again, James Howell, who has pointed out that Jesus lay in a manger instead of a palace. Instead of issuing edicts, Jesus simply let out a cry that only his mother could hear. As an adult, Jesus surrounded himself with poor, clueless fishermen instead of power brokers. Jesus recruited a cadre of grateful lepers instead of an army of well-drilled soldiers. Jesus rode a wobbly donkey instead of a sprightly stallion. And you know, the story goes on to say that Jesus assumed a cross with a crown of thorns rather than a throne with a crown of gold. So it really is a strange story that we celebrate on this Christmas morning. How odd is this reign of God? It's so odd that maybe all we can do is laugh. And that's okay when we think about it. Laugh out loud, James Howell says, when the Magi tell King Herod, "We've come to worship the king," and they mean a baby in a barn, not the guy sitting in the palace. Or laugh, even when Pontius Pilate snidely asks Jesus, "Are you a king?" And he responds by commanding no earthly regiments, calling down no heavenly power, to defend himself, saying not a single word. In his entourage were not senators and oligarchs and billionaires, but lepers and prostitutes, the unlettered, the nobodies. Those are the people of Christmas. Let the earth receive her king, the carol says. What a strange kind of king this is. And what strange power that king wields. Power is a strange thing in America these days. Power is a strange thing here in our nation's capital, for sure. And power is a strange thing on Christmas morning when we remember that the power of God is a small, paradoxical power. The power of God is the power of humble service. Power is not found on Caesar's throne in Rome, or in the Trump Hotel, or the White House, or the Capitol. Power may not even be found around our nicely decorated Christmas trees. Power may not even be found in the red brick, white columned, pretty church that sits on a nice green circle on a sunny Christmas day. Do you want to see power? James Howell asks in his writing. Watch Jesus touch the untouchables, or wash the feet of those who would gladly have washed his feet. Watch Jesus surrender his very life. Watch Jesus forgive the very people who spat on him. God is our sovereign. Let the earth rejoice. What a strange song. The world still mockingly laughs at this assertion, James Howell says, or maybe just yawns in boredom and pours another cup of coffee. Even so, we sing with the psalmist this strange carol. God is our sovereign. Let the earth rejoice. We sing with the hymn writer, good Christian friends, rejoice, for Christ is born today. We sing with wonder and even with laughter, because the world is not really as it seems. Power is not found on thrones or in the halls of government. Power is not found in what one can purchase or who one can kill. Power. The power of God is found in out-of-the-way mangers. The power of God is found in love and sacrifice. The power of God is found in welcoming strangers and seeking justice. That is the promise of Christmas. That is the gift we unwrap again. Christ is born today. Merry, merry Christmas. Amen.